Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with y'all here again on the air out here in the radio world. We have a treat for you today. Pastor Dwayne Pooler, I'm sure a lot of y'all know him around here, is going to be bringing forth the message today. And I just love this brother, and he does a wonderful job. And I want y'all to enjoy this today. But I want to also remind you that you can watch the service live on Facebook at 11 o'clock. You know, those that, you know, might be sick or hadn't going to church or whatever, that you could, tune in on Facebook at 11 o'clock, Lake Butler Church of God. And, you can see us there live. I tell you, me and him is the most handsome fellas there. You know, the preacher's there. That's if, you know, no other preacher shows up. But, y'all just tune in to him this morning.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ledford. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be on the radio station this morning. We're anxious and feeling the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on our lives. It's a beautiful day out there, and it's a good day to get saved. Let God touch your life and bless your soul. Amen. We want to, before we get started, just ask God to touch us and anoint us this morning. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, dear God, for your goodness, your mercy, your power. Ask you, dear Lord, to pour out your spirit and your anointing in this place. Lord God, I depend on your word, and I know, Lord, your word has an answer for every problem in our lives. Dear Lord, if there's folks out there that need you, I know you're reaching out to them. We ask you, God, for the power and the anointing this morning. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. In Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning with you, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 29. That's Matthew, chapter number 14, beginning in verse number 29. Jesus spoke these words, and he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Thank you for the reading of the word. Praise God. I want to preach to you this morning this message that I've entitled, "He's Throwing Out the Lifeline." Jesus is throwing out the lifeline, which is his word of God, and it's always there for you. He's there to lift you up. He's throwing out that lifeline to the discouraged, to the weak in the spirit, and to the lost. If you're in the middle of a storm this morning, get a firm hold of the lifeline and let God pull you into his peace and into his joy, and he surely will. The number one reason that Peter began to sink that day is he took his eyes off of Jesus. I want to ask you the question this morning, where is your eyes? What are you looking at this morning? Is your eyes on the storm that's surrounding you? That storm that's trying to take you out, or is your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. If we'll look to the Lord Jesus, he will pull us in. Amen. One commentator wrote, "When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. It was not the violence of the wind nor the raging of the waves which endangered his life, but it was his littleness of faith." If we do not have faith in God, if we do not know he's going to be there for us, then we'll probably have our eyes on something else. I don't want to focus on the storm. I want to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus is going to pull you out of this thing. He's throwing out a lifeline to you, and he wants you to get a grip on the Word of God. I was studying a little bit about lifeguards and different things. I don't know, that part of the military, they're out there and they're trying to save lives. The Coast Guard, that's what it is. I was reading a little bit about that, and they were showing how that they would take a life preserver and be able to throw it out to those that are in distress. That's the way Jesus is. When we're throwing out this lifeline to you this morning, Jesus knew just how, amen, to touch people's lives. That Coast Guard knows just how, right during the middle of a storm, to throw that life preserver to where it would land right in the front of those that are distressed. All you've got to do is reach out and get a grip on that life preserver, which is the Word of God. He's there to touch you, to bring you out, to save your soul this morning, and I know he'll do just that. Amen. Get a grip on that Word of God and let Jesus, the Word, pull you into safety. Jesus is throwing out the lifeline to the discouraged. Are you discouraged this morning? I want you to look out there in the middle of your storm and look and see the life preserver right in front of you. Get a hold of it. It's the Word of God. When Peter saw the wind, he was afraid. Fear causes discouragement. Matthew 14 and 27 says, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." When the enemy pulls you under and says that you're not good enough, Matthew chapter number 10, verse 30 and 31 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are all more value. Ye are of more value than many sparrows." When the discouraged says, or when discouragement says to you, "You can't make it through this trial," the Word of God says in Isaiah 43, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel." It's time to get a hold of that lifeline and let the Lord Jesus Christ pull you out of your discouragement. He's right there. The Word of God is the answer for your life. What are you going to do this morning? Are you going to allow discouragement to drag you down, or are you going to look up? Because I'm telling you, the life preserver is right in front of you. Get a grip on that lifeline and let Jesus pull you in. Have you ever tried to help somebody out and it just seems like they can't get their feet flat on the ground? You help them and you help them and they just fall right back down. They'll fall and they'll call on you and they'll say, "I need your help." You're there to help them one more time and they just seem to fall right back down. You want to look at them and you want to say, "Would you just get a grip? Get a grip on life." Amen. Wake up. Look and see that the answer is right there before you. I believe that a lot of times Jesus is wanting us to get a grip on life. Get a grip on the Word of God. We all know that it's the answer. We all know there's a lot of backsliders out there that know where you need to be. That Word of God has affected your life. You know what you need to do. Hallelujah. Let's get a grip on this divine Word of God and let's let God lift us up. Praise praise the Lord, and we know that he will. He said he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us, and he's throwing out the lifeline. What are you going to do to discouragement? I'm going to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I rebuke discouragement in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm getting a hold of this lifeline, and I'm letting God get a hold of me. Pull me in, Lord, and let me feel your power and your glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is throwing out the lifeline to the lost today. Where are you? Do you know Jesus? He reach out and let him save you. I'll tell you, when God saved me, he brought me out. I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. Oh, but one day I seen that life preserver there right in front of me. I'll never forget the day. You know those songs, I never shall forget the day. Oh, when he saved my soul, December 17th in 1985, Jesus came into my life, threw a lifeline right out in front of me, and I got a hold of it. I'll never forget that night. Amen. I'm there and I'm trembling. My girlfriend, which is my wife today, and my mother and my future mother-in-law, which she's gone on to be with the Lord today. Amen. She looked over at me as I was trembling and I was crying, tears flowing down my face. I was shaking like a leaf. She reached over and touched me and said, "What's the matter, Shug?" I looked at her and I said, "Mama, I'm lost without God." She looked at me with a smile on her face and she said, "Well, you know just what to do, don't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I lifted my hands toward heaven and I said, "Lord, let me come back home. God, come back into my heart and touch my life." And he done just that. Oh, when Jesus reached down that night, I'm telling you, he broke the chains that bound me. Amen. He delivered me from alcoholism. He delivered me from a drug addiction. I got up out of that couch and thought I could touch the ceiling, felt 40 pounds lighter. I'm telling you, when God does a work in your life, he does it right. All we got to do is get a grip, folks. Get a grip on this word of God and let God change our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 2. "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Don't wait too long to be saved. Don't let the lifeboat pass you by. I'm telling you, today is your day. Today has made, God has made this day for you to accept Jesus Christ into your life. Hallelujah. Don't wait too long. Praise God. And the Bible says in Matthew 24:40-42, "Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." As a messenger of the gospel this morning, I'm throwing out the lifeline unto you with all of my heart. I feel the Holy Ghost here on the radio this morning, and I feel like God is dealing with somebody's heart that is lost. You're in the midst of your storm and you don't know what to do. Oh, but Jesus came by right on time. Amen. Threw out that life preserver. He knows just how to throw it to you. He knows how to get a hold of your soul. Amen. Jude 1:22-23. "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." I'm telling you, I can't stand that enemy. I can't stand discouragement. I'm tired of the enemy dragging souls to hell. It's time we get a hold of this word of God and allow the Holy Ghost to get a hold of us. Hallelujah. It will change your life. It will touch your soul and your heart. Praise God. God. He knows just what you need. He knows what you're going through this morning. And if you reach out and get a hold of this preserver, it's going to change your life. You'll be singing, look what the Lord has done. You'll be testifying everywhere you go of how God has brought you out, of how he's changed your life and he's changed your soul. Oh, we're seeing souls saved. We're seeing things happen. Church, we are in the last days. Jesus is reaching out. He's trying his best. Just last Sunday, a young man came back to the Lord. He came Sunday night. He was ashamed. He was embarrassed. He was going to wait till everybody left so he could come in and pray. Amen. He texted my wife and he said, I'm out here waiting for folks to leave. Oh, but she said, no, sir. Now is the time. She went out, got a hold of him, brought him into the church and brought him down to the altar. I'm telling you, the church is not ashamed of you. People are looking. They're praying. They're wanting you to come back to the Lord. Praise God. The church gathered around that young man. He prayed for about an hour. He got a hold of that lifeline, I'm telling you, and Jesus changed his life. Oh, hallelujah. We just got to hold on to that lifeline. Hold on to what Jesus is doing in our life, and he can change us. Oh, you say, well, that's just one. No, that's not just one. Monday morning, praise God, somebody called us and said, can you meet us up at the church? Oh, I want to give my heart to the Lord. We got there. Amen. She's weeping. She's crying. I've got to give my heart to the Lord. I'm telling you, we called on the name of Jesus and she repented right there. What'd she do? She got a hold of that lifeline. Jesus pulled her in. I'm telling you, the devil don't like it. The devil don't like Jesus saving souls, but he's still in the saving business. He's here to touch us. He's here to bless us. All we got to do is make the decision. I'm letting him pull me in. Hallelujah. If you feel weak in your faith today, get a hold of this lifeline. Maybe you know God is there for you, but you're just weak in your faith. You feel like, well, I can make it, but I'm having a hard time. Hebrews 11:33-34 says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. I'm telling you, if you'll hold on to your faith, believe that God's going to be there for you, he's going to touch your heart. Christian, it's time we take a stand in this last day and let God have his way in our lives. Amen. To give us divine direction, to hold on to that lifeline. I'm telling you, I've got a made up mind, Brother Ledford. I got a made up mind that the devil's not going to drag me under. He's not going to take away what God has given me. Hallelujah. I've got faith. It might be the size of a grain of mustard seed, but it's turned an alcoholic into a preacher. It's turned a drug addict into somebody that cares. And I want to reach out to this lost and dying world. Amen. We're throwing out the lifeline. Give me another, Brother Ledford. I see another soul out there. I'll never forget, we were in revival up in North Carolina. Amen. The pastor, he's got a prop for everything that you'd ever preach on. I'm preaching, amen, this very message there, and I remember him coming out. He had a life preserver on the end of a rope. I'm preaching preaching, and he threw it out, and it happened to land in the lap of a backslide couple. Amen. They got a hold of it. They embraced it, and he began to pull them into the altar. They got to that altar area, and the power of the Holy Ghost got a hold of their lives and changed them that day. He's still in the saving business. He's here to bless us. He's here to touch us. And if we'll just allow him to, God wants us to have life. Amen. And have it more abundantly. Amen. He's preparing a place for us in a place called heaven. Oh, I'm going to have a mansion there. And I'm not going to even have to mow the grass. I'm not even going to have to rake the leaves. Oh, he's got it all prepared for us. And if we'll just give our hearts to the Lord here today, amen, he has a plan for our lives. When your circumstances tells you that you are too weak to carry on, the Word of God, the Lifeline says, in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ. Sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus changed my life. I'm glad, amen, that he found me where he found me. Because if I had not ever realized that I needed him, I'd have never seen that lifeline. Oh, but he made me realize I'm a sinner. He made me realize that my life was on a dead-end road. And when I looked out and I seen that life preserver right before me, I got a hold of it, and he changed my life. He wants to change your life. He wants to touch you. His grace is sufficient for you. Praise God. Amen. You know, I just want to wrap that lifeline around me. I want to hold on with all of my heart. It's my strength. It's my joy. It's my power to overcome. I'll never forget, amen, an old preacher down in South Florida. Oh, he come to me. He looked at me and he said, hey, Pooler, are you holiness? I said, well, I'm trying to be. He said, I want you to come preach for me. We went to his church and we went there, and I'll never forget that old fella. He's down in the altar. He's praying. He's on his hands and knees and he's circling that altar. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, I thank you, Lord, for my troubles. I thank you, Lord, for my trials. I thank you, Lord, for touching my life right on time. And then he said, I thank you for giving us a devil to fight, because I got so much victory, I don't know what to do with it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you'll get a hold of this lifeline and get a made up mind and a determination that you're going to serve the Lord, God's going to pour in so much victory in you. The devil can't stand it, but he can't do anything about it either. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he can't tear us down when we got Jesus on our side, when we got the Lord right there with us. Wrap that lifeline around you. Get that Word of God in your heart and in your life, that you might not sin against him. Amen. I'm not afraid of backsliding because I got Jesus on my side. I've tied that rope in a knot, and I'm not going to untie it. I'm ready to go to heaven. I want to see Jesus, and I will not be discouraged in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, if you got him in your life and you got him in your heart, he's going to help you. He's going to bless you. Just get a hold of that lifeline. He's reaching out to you today. He's throwing out the lifeline to you today. Will you get a hold of it? Amen. If you've heard this message this morning and you know that God is dealing with your heart, I want you to reach out by faith. I want you to see in your spiritual eyes that life preserver floating right in front of you. Oh, reach out, get a hold of it. It's Jesus. It's the Word of God. And when you touch that life preserver, something's going to happen. Oh, praise God. I said something is going to happen. He's going to change your life. All you got to do is say, Lord, please forgive me. Come into my heart. Touch my life. Change me. I'm tired of this sinful life. I'm tired of the way the devil's treating me and treating my family and doing what he's doing all around me. I'm giving it all to you. I'm trusting in you this morning. Please forgive me. And when you touch that lifeline, that bloodline, that power of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bring you out. He's going to help you this morning. Would you pray that prayer with me? Heavenly Father, would you please forgive me? Would you come into my heart? Lord, would you save my soul? I've been in distress. I'm tired of the storm. I'm about to go under. Please save me. Cry out like Peter did that day. Amen. In his distress, in his storm, when he began to sink, he cried out unto the Lord, and immediately Jesus reached down and he got a hold of his hand and he lifted him up. I believe he's doing that for somebody here this morning. I believe that he's touching your heart right now. You ask him to forgive. He said, ask and ye shall receive. And if you'll believe it in your heart, he's going to save your soul. He's going to touch your life. He's going to help you this morning. All you've got to do is hand it all over to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a difference in this word. There is a difference in what God is doing in our lives. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you, Lord, for your power and your glory. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, amen, to have been able to throw out the lifeline to somebody. Lord, I don't know who's out there. I don't know what they're going through. But I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to wrap that lifeline around them and save their souls. I know you hear their prayers. I know you're going to make a difference in their lives. I know. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget that old song about that lighthouse. Amen. That lighthouse that sits upon a hill. Oh, there's times in our lives we're going through storms, but I can tell you, there's a light shining out, amen. I'm telling you, Jesus, he's that coast guard. He's sitting on ready. He's waiting, amen, to throw out that lifeline. He's searching for that one in distress. Has he found you this morning? Has he found you in that place? Have you gotten a hold of that lifeline? Amen. Oh, if you just believe this morning, I believe everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus this morning? Praise God. I believe we're going to have a great day. God's going to bless us. God's going to pour out his spirit upon us. He's going to touch our lives. Let's get a hold of him and let him get a hold of us. Praise God. Amen. If you're around the Lake Butler area, we'd love to have you come to our church, 480 Southwest 3rd Street in Lake Butler, Florida. Amen. We'll be preaching this morning, looking for God to just pour out his spirit and his power again to help us, amen, to reach him. Hallelujah. And I know that he will. Brother Ledford, maybe you have something to say.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you again for you tuning in and everywhere, and that folks tune in. You know, I know some will tune in later, and when they tune in on the internet and all, and how that you can get it later. I don't know exactly how that they do that, but I think you get on the website, it'll lead you to that. If you miss part of this message, that you can hear it again. I just thank him for being here with us today, and it's kind of hard holding back sitting here because I didn't want to interrupt or anything, you know, get being over the air, but I'm telling you what, we had church here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And glad for everyone to tune in. Please tune back in. And the Lord may, you know, that he just bless you. And he preached the message. He preached it right. I'm telling you, all you got to do is reach out. The life preserver is for you. He's giving you the word of God.